was talking to him and Brother David, because I gave them assignment. I said every Tuesday and every Thursday, you will study a particular thing and come and teach in the office. And David taught on righteousness. I said today, people do church like civil service. You know how they do a civil service? You come, you sign, register, and you go. You can do other businesses. When it's time to sign out, you come and sign out. That's not Christianity. People believe that once we are preaching grace, grace is you coming to sign. You sign your name as if I'm born again. You can now go back and start doing other things that you used to do. That's not Christianity. Give me the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 27. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 27. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 27. But I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be what? Cast away. It's possible. Forget about so many things people preach. Once you are saved, there is no problem. That's not how God is. I can show you scriptures. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Is it 1 Corinthians? 1 Corinthians chapter 10 from verse 1. Brethren, moreover, I would not that you should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea. All of them were under the cloud and they were baptized. Look at that. And all were baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea. And did all eat the same spiritual meat. And did all drink the same spiritual drink. For they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them. And that rock was who? Was Christ. But with many of them, God was not well pleased. For they were overthrown in the wilderness. Hallelujah. Now these things were our examples. To the intent, we should not lust after evil things as they all did what? Also lusted and did what happened. Neither be ye idolaters as we are some of them. And as it is written, the people sat down to eat and drank and rose up to do what? To play. Verse 8. Neither let us commit fornication as some of them committed and fell in one day. 23,000 died in one day. These things we are written for our what? Our example. Christianity is not coming to sign register. My name is in the book of life, and now you go and do whatever you want. It's not Christianity. Let nobody deceive you. The person writing this thing is Apostle of Grace, Apostle Paul. See, these things are written for our example. I keep under my body, let after I have preached to others, myself will be what? To be funny. Christianity has been turned into give me, give me, give me. Once you are coming to church, you come to church with the mindset, if I don't get money, if I don't get rich, it then means that God is not working there. And the problem is not the congregation, the problem is the pastor. Because we have made you to believe that no one will go out to preach, give your life to Christ, and everything will be okay. Who told you? Hallelujah. After you have receive the life of Christ, there are other things that are therein that you should take advantage of. Don't give people false hope that once you are born again, you cannot drive limousine tomorrow. No, it doesn't happen that way. Amen. Life is in stages. If not, that day they gave birth to Jesus, you would have started preaching that day. Why did he have to wait for 30 years? Life be divided into four. I hope you know, the number of years actually that God gave to man is about 120 years. Is 30 divided into four. Four times three is 120, right? Fine. The first 30 years is the formative years of your life. So don't use your first year to 30 years to mess up yourself. It's the formative year of your life. The second 30 years is the year of achievement. I don't know what somebody said. The next one is between 60 and 90 is a year of legacy. You leave legacy. The last one is departure time. You arrange yourself to go. That's how life. So, as I'm talking, you now know where you belong. Formative year is not a year to mess your life up. So, if you're in church today and you're between age 1 and 30 and you're messing up, you're messing up your formative life. The time to form your life and arrange yourself. So, if you're between 30 or 31 and 60, it's a time to actually achieve. So, if you're not achieving, it simply means you are not in order. Go and work on yourself. And somebody that is 61 years, you are still playing game like somebody that is 30. It's a time to leave legacy. And somebody is not leaving legacy and the person is about going. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So if you watch, there is no time to waste. You say, I'm just only 18. You are in the formative stage of your life. I'm just 15. I'm just 25. And that's where you are busy moving up and down. The whole work, all the men in the book knows the color of your dress. You think it's life. Amen. Jesus came to give us an example of how to live life. The first 30 years, I was thinking about it. Somebody said, why did he have to die by 33 and a half years? He was a man without any sin. So he didn't need all the coordinations and all the total years of life for him to achieve what he needed to achieve. The legacy part of his life, the achievement part of his life, and the departure time, all of them were compressed into that 3.5 years that he spent. So, ask yourself, which stage am I? Praise God. Praise the Lord. I don't want to give you false hope. Don't ever judge a Christian by the number of cars the person has. Or the number of houses the person has built. So if somebody did not build a house, does it mean that the person has failed? Amen. When God said, the Bible says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. So what it simply means, if prosperity is all about what people have, it simply means before God began to create things, he was a poor person. Because before he started creating things, there was no house there now. There were no cars. There were nothing. So does it mean that God was poor? You don't judge somebody by the outward things the person has acquired. Those things are good, but that's not the basis for judging somebody, whether you have succeeded or not. Bible says, seek ye first what? The kingdom of God and his what? Righteousness. Every other thing is an addition. Your mindset should be, how do I live my life to please God? Because of our preaching, we have introduced so much covetousness in the church. Because all our prayer points is that you must succeed by force, including me. You must succeed by force. Things must work. So people, in order to make pastor proud, and make pastor to be happy, you can do anything to make sure that your tithe is in millions. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Don't live that kind of life. If you have been living that kind of life, please, let's repent. I'm not saying that somebody striving for good things of life is bad. But let the things not be the things controlling you. Because what drives us most of the time, it's not the mindset to achieve, the mindset of comparison. I want to be better than this person. I want when I come to church, everybody will know that I have come.
Hallelujah.
That's why, you know, Onitsha Market caught fire 2 weeks ago. Some people might have died. You know why? Because they believe that all I have labored for, all I have achieved, have gone down the drain. But hear me. The Bible says, let us make man in our image. Before God brought the earth into existence, he was still God. He said, let us make man. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God hovered over the face of the water. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. God formed two great lights, one to control the day, and formed the waves of the... So where were those things before? It simply means everything was still inside God. What he needed to do in the process of time, he had to bring them into manifestation. So the money that you have made, the one you stored in the bank, should not be what determines your life. Even if that bank has caught fire, go back and tell yourself that what you need to succeed is in the inside, not in the outside. A man was robbed after people finished robbing him. They pursued him and he ran to the mountain and called back the thieves and said, you forgot something. They said, what will we forget? He said, we have collected everything. He said, my head. As long as this head is still on my body, those things you took, I will get them double. That's how to live life. It's not that your car, like after vigil, I was driving into my house. One man was busy flashing lights. You know, we left early. And I was trying to navigate. The gate was not properly open. So the car now scratched on the wall. And I felt so bad. You know, I don't like driving auto that theater. I don't like it. So the team wanted to control. I was looking at the painter, looking at so many things, and I came out, I looked at the thing. I felt bad. But at a point, I talked to myself. I said, the car is not what is controlling me. I should be in control of the car. To some of us, once you get the car and anybody touches it, you see on the road people driving car, they can carry machete and kill somebody because somebody brushed you. It simply means material things are the things controlling you. It shouldn't be so. I must build house in Ruboko, whether they like it or not. And that is how everybody must die, because you want to build a house. That's not life. Hallelujah. Are you in church? Praise the Lord. Material things should not control us. I'm telling you. It should not. It should not. Amen. Alright. Let's look at something briefly, because we have spent most of the time. We talked about authority over demons on Thursday. We looked at the devil, and they are everywhere. You won't say you don't know that there are devils. They are everywhere. But how do we exercise this authority over them? The Bible says we resist them by faith. Peter chapter 5 verse 8. First Peter chapter 5 verse 8. So we've talked about authority over sin and all the rest of them, over sickness and disease, over death. And we are talking about authority over the devil. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Verse 9, whom resisted fast in faith. So you stand against him in faith. Hallelujah. What is faith? Faith is believing that thing God has said is real. Jesus has defeated you, devil, so you must be defeated. Bible says, stand against him in faith. Resist steadfast. Praise the Lord. So we do it in faith. Another way. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 6, verse 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. You move very fast with me. To the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in readiness to revenge what? Everybody read. Having in readiness to revenge what? When what? When your obedience is fulfilled. Another way to handle the devil is you being submitted to an authority. In the house, hear this. Members of church, hear this. Submission. Very important. You can't, devil is a rebel. You can't handle a rebel when you are also a rebel. Your husband says one, you will say three. You will tell him how fat and how unfitting he is. They say, do it like this. He said, no. Listen, listen. Devil does not submit to somebody that is not submitted. Church members, hear this. As long as Christ's empire group workup is concerned, the authority of the church is on me. It's not negotiable. I am not the one that puts myself there. The Bible says there is no authority that any man has except the one God gave to the person. So if you are teaching in a school and somebody is your principal, it's believed that the person is your head. Somebody is the proprietor or proprietress. It's believed that the person is the head. You said you are not submitted to that person. Listen, you just have to be submitted. It's not because some teachers are more intelligent than the proprietress, I hope you know. Does he make you the proprietress? Does he make you the proprietor? Some guys are more powerful than their MDs. But as long as that company is concerned, the authority is with the man. He can wake up any day and say, with all your intelligence, go, I don't need you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. In the church, the authority is with the pastor, not with the members. Are you hearing me? In the house, the authority is with the man, not with the wife. They will hear. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's true. In the house, the authority, if your husband is Mbombo, you know what they call Mbombo? Eh? Mbombo, that's the person who knows I'll be anything. The man is still in a position of authority. The man is lying down as a stroke patient. One side of the body is gone. He can't talk well. Authority has not been transferred to you. Authority is still with the man. Are you understanding? No, it's true. The Bible says, you are not ready to handle every disobedience when your own obedience is complete. You can't handle disobedience when you are walking in disobedience. If I make you head of any department and you are not submitted to me, boy, listen, let me tell you the truth. You won't get submission from the people that are your subordinates. Any woman that is not submitted to the husband, watch it. The children, if you like, corner them. Finish cornering them. At the end of the journey, they will tell you that their mama know they try. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I read the story. I think I posted it to our WhatsApp platform. A woman, every day they give the mother, the husband stress. Every day fight. So one morning, the children were preparing. So the woman and the man, the woman and the man were quarreling inside the bedroom. The two children, me and daddy, have started as usual. So the other one went to the kitchen and was preparing food for the other ones. As she was preparing the food, the other one entered. The second one entered. See, what is wrong with mommy and daddy? Any day I marry, I wouldn't like to quarrel with my wife. The small children, they have started forming opinions. The other one said, my mommy is a troublesome person. So, they were running late. All of a sudden, the man opened the door and came out. And told the children, are you ready? They said, Dad, we are ready. Have you eaten? They said, we have eaten. So, carry your lunch bag. Let's start going. Don't mind your mom. And they were going. So the woman carried bottle from the house. So you want to turn my children against me, Shay? You want to turn your children and carry the bottle and hold it? The man dodged. It landed on the last born. The boy fainted there. that devil lifted that time. Most of the time, it's the devil that is causing that stress. So at that time, the devil will not, you discover that it is not you, that you allowed yourself to be used by the devil. That devil will go. Everybody, eye clear. The boy was lying motionless on the floor. God resist. The man packed him, came, put for car, raced to the hospital. They said he was going to raise 6 million for surgery. The man sold some things and raised 6 million and took the boy to India. The boy died there. The man came back. The person writing the story was a daughter of the woman. The person that wrote the story was a daughter to the woman. Said, after that, the father said, "Woman, just go. I don't need." The pains of the boy's death remained permanent in the girl's heart. Now, you are the one that killed your own child. Why are you carrying bottle? Why are you carrying bottle? If you kill the man, you want to be a widow. So if you wanted to marry, if you wanted to be a widow, why did you marry? It's not only for the men alone, even if not the women alone, men inclusive. What they know you for is every time you are beating the woman up. God will help you. You beat another person picking up like that, and the person is, you are in trouble. But you say, like the other boy that used to rape girls and kill them. What's his name? West. He's not pleading that the government should forgive him. That is the devil.
It's the devil.
After you have killed about 60 persons. Hallelujah. Submission, very important. What is here that the man said, let this microphone here. What is the problem if the microphone remains there? You want to show your to everybody that your daddy does not understand it. What is the issue that the man said, if you are going out, let me know. I won't stop you from going out. But let me just do what? Have an idea. What is the issue that somebody wants to travel and the pastor knows? You just wake up any day. Bam. Where are you? Brother Sini, I want you to come to the church. Pastor, as I'm talking to you, I'm in a quiet room. How? Is it because you have some cash with you?
Amen.
The employee in office, and every day, all that you are trying to do is how to bring down your boss. Let me tell you something. A day will come, you will become a boss. People will pull you down from every side. Bible says, whatsoever a man sows, that's what is going to reap. Life is all about see so you know. What you are reaping today is what you sowed yesterday. So that you can understand.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Some people, their own case is how to put crisis in people's families. They will just come. Oh, madam, this cap you are wearing. Now, wow. Now, so it be. Now, so your husband take up. No, if not me. My husband, the cap, why they wear? Like one film I was watching last 2 weeks. The lady in Wazobia. The lady said, my husband does not talk when I'm talking. And this girl was happily married with. And do you know what the lady did? The husband does not stay in Nigeria. The husband stays outside. So what he did, what she did was to corner the driver and say, anything I tell you, do it. If he said, shut up your mouth, the driver said, yes, ma'am. So people believed that the person, you know, when they come out, everybody believed that that's the husband. You come to the house, you see the boy running up and down. This one now went home and started molesting the man. The man was a nice man. Every woman being that is married here, hear me. There is none of your husbands that is a bad person. Except the person is not a member of this church. And there is none of your wife that is a bad person. It's just a little understanding. You believe that there is one that is outside there that is better. It's a lie, yo. Started frustrating the man. The man would say this one. He said, one day came, the man dressed to go to work. She carried the car and left the house. and met this friend. The friend said, yes, you are now behaving like a woman. How can your husband be driving to the office and you be trekking up and down? The man called. He said, what is it? I've told you to buy a car for me. In fact, what happened was, the story I told you about, it was later that the girl understood what caused the problem between the father and the mother was a woman said the husband should buy a new car for her. The man said, Ngwa, wait, we have a house project at hand. When I finish, I will buy. He said, no, it must be now. What caused the death of the little boy? Association with friends. In Port Harcourt, you have so many of the... When I got married, I told my wife, I don't want all those things. Say, make I join this one, make I join this meeting, make I join this meeting. So that when you die, you go see people who come bury you. If you die, if there is nobody to bury you, rotten there. When you die, do you know the people that are coming to for your burial? Do you even know where you will die? He says, so that people will come. You know, most of the time, people feel that when they die, they still have consciousness of people that are around them. When I die. So all that you are thinking about is when you will die. I say, I don't want that one. Cut those things off. For waiting now. It costs you a lot of money. You won't have time with your family. And you move up and down every Sunday. Instead of you to rest in the house, you have one meeting or the other, drinking beer, drinking whatever, chewing grass. It's usually alcohol and granite. That the egg, God bless you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. This man, this woman did, and the husband left the house. Left the house. It was as the same day the man left the house was the same day she visited her friend. Nicodemusly went to her house and was here. The man was still kicking and beating the woman. Now, that was upset. Down was that driver that they used to. He said, where's your husband? I said, put your husband. Our guy is around. And she was sitting down in the parlor. And I heard the man beat her more from upstairs down to the ground floor. Are you serious? Is this how the thing is? I didn't know. He was calling the friend. The friend, no, ignored. Stupid man. Useless man. If you're a man, come down here. She ran to the house and saw notes that the husband has dropped. Say, how I frustrated a good man out of relation. Leave all those people that you are relating with. Anyone that does not add value to your life, leave the person. Most of the people don't add value. As you see me, I don't have friends. So believe you me, I don't. My friends, those patients that come, and I relate well with them that are Christians, and the ones I know that can add value to my life. I ask them questions, how are you training your children? How are these? And I come home, I want to make amends in my own family. I don't want people that will tell me, there's one that came and was telling me, he's actually married to Calamari. And he was saying, the wife was complaining that he has to marry another. I didn't want that relationship. I didn't want the man. I didn't want him. What are you going to teach me? What will I learn from you? I relate with reasonable people. I ask them questions. How do you manage your family? How do you do this? When it has to do with school, what do you do? The other day, one was teaching me, say, Pastor, if you have not sat down to calculate how much it will take you to train your children from primary school to university, you have not started. I said, go. So you need to sit and say, I sat down and calculated from Bobo to biscuit to everything they eat from pre-nursery to university. I calculated everything and it amounted to about 50 something or 60 something million or thereabout. He now multiplied it by four. He has by three. He has three children. You know, 60 million times three. That's 180 million. You don't know that Bobo costs this money. You don't know that it's part of expenses. Okay, you don't know. You don't know that 15 naira biscuit is part of expenses. By the time you multiply it, for how many years that child is staying with you, you now know that it's in millions. He said, Pastor, I looked at my salary. I looked at my income. I now said to myself, I need to put extra effort. Because if you don't plan, you will never succeed. Jesus coming, the Bible says, at the fullness of time, which means God has a plan. We as Christians, most of the time, we live a planless life. That is anything where the day break. No, that's not the life of a Christian. You should be able to plan. If you have 3 children, plan for them. I don't know whether somebody is. You know, last Sunday, we had an argument in Brother Mo's house. Pacifine wanted 5 children. Jaden wanted 2. Refine wants 2. I don't know. They were like, but she's okay, 1, 6, or 7. Plenty. Okay, five. I want to tell you something. I want to say something. I was listening to Ibiome talk. Ibiome said, since he started, after the murder, since he got married, he has had close to 100 people lived in his house. If your plan alone is for those 5 children, it's not a success. I began to think, I say, God, I want to train I want to train Jenica, Ivy, Newman, and others. I don't want my life to be revolved around them alone. So when you are planning for grandeur, plan also for 3, 4, 5 persons that can come to you and say, if not for you. I was listening to Bayes University, the convocation ceremony yesterday. You know, Bayes University in Abuja. The best graduating student was the son of Obon of Calabar. The best graduating student overall. He now said, oh, it's good to be intelligent. He said, I want to appreciate my father. And you could see the man was so happy. I want to appreciate my father and all that. And then he said something. There's another man that came with the father. He said, I also want to appreciate this man. Because outside my father, that is the man that also taught me what it means to live life. Let somebody wake up one day and say, if not for Brother Jide, I wouldn't have been a human being. If it is only around your children, it's not worth it. Did somebody hear me? It's true. I don't want my life to revolve around you and Angelica. I'll plan for them. I want to also plan for other people. What stops you from, hallelujah, from extending something to somebody else? Some of us, our in-laws can never come to our house. Eh? If they come, you have already measured Gary and beans. You don't measure now. Don't measure Gary, measure rice. We use 5 cups every week. Why are we using 10 now? You check. Your in-laws came to the house. Rice. Said anybody will see foul wearing the scratch, dirty things, make him push up because nobody know who go chop the leg. It's true. Nobody knows. It may be that's your brother-in-law that you said, I know go see him. What he go do for me? That will be your savior tomorrow. Don't ever say, what he go do for me? Life can turn, things can change. Say what thing you feel to for, because you have analyzed the person based on the present. There are so many people that have great things inside of them. All that they needed is somebody to connect them. Piam, and they will soar higher than you. Hallelujah. I don't know whether somebody is here. So what are we talking about? What are we talking about? I'm talking about submission. James chapter 4 verse 6. The Bible says, submit yourself to the Lord and resist, but he giveth more grace. Therefore, God said, God resisted the proud, but giveth grace unto who? Verse 5. Submit yourself, therefore, to who? Resist it. So if you are not submitted and you are resisting the devil, it will not work. Submission is a key. Submission to God and to humanity. Amen. Hallelujah. Submission. Tell your neighbor submission. On Thursday, I will start the third and the fourth thing I have. talked about faith, how to stand against the devil. On Thursday, I'll be talking about prayers. 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 Thursday. You know, I made a decision on how to form a disciplined and regimented prayer life. I don't want to pray anytime I feel like. Anytime you feel like praying, that is when you pray. You will never pray because you will never feel like. See, I'm waiting when the Holy Ghost moves me, I will pray. You will never pray because the Holy Ghost may not move. Even when the Holy Ghost is moving, you are moving in another direction. Hallelujah. But what am I talking about today? Submission. Talk to your neighbor. Tell your neighbor submission. If you don't have a neighbor, talk to yourself. Say submission. Very important. Very important. To authorities. So that you can easily and efficiently and effectively handle the devil. Spiritually, did you hear me? Let's rise. Lord, we thank you. We give you praise. We worship your name. We magnify you. We give you all the glory. I will not fail to tell you that submission is never easy. It takes a heart that is already made up to submit.